Stelling poll, EU elections are the final vampire screech of the dying deep state. By James Stelling poll on May 22, 2019. Here are the three things which have most shocked and disgusted, though not surprised, me about the European elections. They are all manifestations of the same problem. A bullying, corrupt, self-serving, dishonest, arrogant, politically correct, anti-democratic, left-liberal establishment which is prepared to do almost anything to stop its entrenched powers being handed to the people. Electoral Commission raids Brexit Party offices on a mission to seek out accounting irregularities. The Electoral Commission is supposed to be a politically neutral organization whose job is to ensure fair and honest practice during elections. In fact, it is quite outrageously remained biased, and since the EU referendum appears to have been abusing its powers to harass and intimidate Brexit backers and activists. Its decision to raid the Brexit Party headquarters this week in search of accounting irregularities. It found none, prompted Nigel Farage to describe Britain's political establishment as rotten to the core. I think Farage is right. You hardly need to be a conspiracy theorist to worry about Britain's deep state. Its grubby fingerprints are over everything. I grew up believing that the United Kingdom is a nation of fair play. But too many of our institutions, from quangos like the Electoral Commission to public bodies like the police and the civil service, are now so heavily enthralled to the politically correct values of the liberal elite they are quite incapable of giving fair treatment to those who don't share their progressive politics. I can certainly understand why, at his final Brexit Party rally in London last night, Farage promised that if ever his party gains power, institutions like the Electoral Commission are going to be seriously revamped. Milkshake attacks, and worse, on pro-Brexit candidates. Did you read all those shocking reports of Chuka Umunna, Anna Soubry, Professor A.C. Whaling, Alistair Campbell, Gary Lineker and sundry other Ramoner loons being doused in milkshake while campaigning to defy the democratic vote and keep Britain stuck in the EU? Me neither, because they didn't happen. All the ugliness in this nasty, brutish, short election campaign has derived from people on the Remain side of the argument. Independent campaigner Tommy Robinson has been attacked at least twice. UKIP's Carl Benjamin was attacked four times, Nigel Farage was attacked 2 days ago. As significant as the attacks themselves has been the response of Remainers, far too many of whom have either defending the attacks as a joke, or, in some cases, urging that they should be escalated to the use of half-bricks or acid. Entrenched elites, fat and drunk on entitlement, never relinquish power easily. And that, my friends, is the essence of the problem we're experiencing with Brexit. Manchester Police v. Tommy Robinson. If you haven't seen some of the shocking footage of Tommy Robinson's experiences on the campaign trail in the northwest of England, you should. Here is his account of how his campaign in Oldham was attacked at the weekend by Muslim youths, most wearing masks, throwing bottles and bricks. What's most extraordinary is that this organized mob, effectively the Muslim equivalent of Antifa, was escorted by Manchester police towards the peaceful rally being held in a part of the city. By Robinson's own account, he had deliberately chosen to avoid such confrontations. Greater Manchester Police have issued a statement defending their decision. It's really important to understand that people had the opportunity to exercise their right to protest and to counter-protest. This is in line with everyone's right to free speech, and we do not have any powers to stop this from happening. It is a fundamental human right. When we say free speech, however, we certainly do not mean speech or actions that are full of hate. Hate will never ever be tolerated, not only in Oldham, but in the whole of Greater Manchester, and we will seek out those who think that this is acceptable and hold them to account. As part of our policing operation last night, officers engaged with a group intent on going to Limeside. In line with our duty to minimize disruption to the local area as much as possible, officers walked with the group and sought to reduce any problems on the route they took. That's not what it looks like to me. Indeed, if the police didn't strenuously deny it, one might almost get the impression that the police actually aided and abetted the confrontation by escorting a clearly violent and dangerous mob to a place where they should never have been allowed. The best part of Robinson's video is a comment from an Afghan immigrant who came up to Robinson and asked to pose for a selfie. "I am from Afghanistan and I appreciate what you do for your people. I know that some people are doing bullshit in this country. They shouldn't do that. You know what I mean. We came to this country. We should respect their law and their traditions. We should respect their culture. Robinson replies, clearly touched, "Thank you, bro." All three examples I've just given strike me as exactly the behavior you'd expect from a venal, anti-democratic establishment on its last legs. I'm not going to tell you how to vote in the European elections tomorrow. But let's all do our bit to drive a stake through that establishment vampire's heart.